And launching into the second hour of the program here at 855-453. That's 1-855-450-3733. Join us online over at freetalklive.com. All the features are free on our site. Enjoy them. And then share it with a friend or family member. If you really enjoy the program, we make it easy with our archive section to hit a share button for Facebook, Twitter, or various other social bookmarking style websites. You can go to freetalklive.com. We'll tell you more about how to grab archives and more great features as the show goes on here tonight. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We've been talking about school-related stuff. Not just the shooting, but also a strip search that went down in a North Carolina school recently involving a 10-year-old boy and an alleged $20 bill that had been stolen. Turns out the 10-year-old boy didn't have the $20 bill, but that didn't stop the school's assistant principal from stripping him down to his underwear and putting her hands all over him in order to attempt...
Inside the waistband of his underpants,
yeah,
and that kind of thing.
Yeah, in order to attempt to find said $20 bill, which turned up later on the cafeteria room floor where it had allegedly been lost in the first place. So there's all manner of horrible stories coming out of schools. How about the drug raids that students are subjected to? How terrorizing is that? You want to talk about terrifying people with guns in schools? How about the police bringing guns into schools and then proceeding to hold students at gunpoint during drug raids?
At gunpoint?
It's happened. South Carolina school, they came in with guns and pointed them at students and held them at, you know, in the hallways as the police went locker to locker and bag to bag with drug dogs and searched for drugs. So
it's got to be very disconcerting.
Yeah.
You know, and it's bad enough to have your, you know, this, you think this little space called your locker is yours, and the reality is it isn't. And, it's got to be bad enough to have that reality sort of shown to you, right there in your face when they take the dogs through. But, I'm stunned when you say that they were held at gunpoint.
This is old news. This is years ago, Mark. I know we covered it on this show. I don't know if you were there that
we cover a lot of shocking stories here, and the reason I'm not calling you a liar is, I get shocked a lot on this show.
Let's go back to you and your thoughts, however. I want to hear what you think. You can bring up anything that you would like, and we'll start out ladies first. Christine is listening in Virginia to WNIS. Hey, Christine.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I am hoping that the parents of that 10-year-old who is strip searched do sue successfully, because not only did they violate his personal space, they called him a liar in front of all of his classmates.
Mm.
They humiliated him. False accusations.
Yeah.
That's not right.
Absolutely. I hope that you're right.
We're teaching our kids to have self-worth and self-esteem. How is that building that when the teachers and the principals are not modeling it?
And I'm not saying that I disagree with what you're saying, but let me ask you this. The problem is we have a very, you know, ineffective system. If that school district gets sued, then the school district is going to be the one that has to pay, not the principal, not the. It's going to be basically.
She probably has immunity.
The neighbors of this woman whose son got abused will be the ones that have to pay for the son being abused, and they didn't do anything.
Yeah, good point on that one.
Messed
I hadn't
up,
thought
isn't
about
it?
That. I was more so thinking through the principal personally.
And odds are good she has immunity. Bureaucrats tend to have
qualified immunity.
Different kinds of immunity. They have several legislated immunities that protect them in most instances from any personal liability.
This could fall into the area of a civil rights violation.
It could. I mean, I'm not saying don't do it. Certainly, if you're the parent of somebody who's been of a child that's been abused like this, contact some lawyers and see if you can, you know, consult with them and see what they think.
The one thing I liked about this story, though, was that the principal hugged the child and apologized to the child after the incident occurred. And I agree that what she went too far, but the fact is that she has the power to go too far. And who do we sue in order to show the American public that we're not supposed to give unaccountable government bureaucrats this level of power? I don't know who we sue.
That's a good question. That's a very good question.
Christine, thank you for your call and thoughts tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE.
The problem really is endemic to the society that we have here entirely. The idea that you can turn some problems over to the government, who's of course going to turn it over to then elected people, or not elected people, but hired people, employees, and somehow that's always going to turn out right. I mean, it's a lack of responsibility.
Richard is in Texas, Wimberley, Texas. Hey, Richard, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys. I've got a couple of things I want to mention. I've been listening to the show tonight for probably 30 or 40 minutes,
all right.
And I don't know that anyone has brought up the implication of all these antidepressant and SSRI drugs that seem to influence all these mass shooting situations.
Great point.
The first thing that I said when this occurred is, I wonder when we're going to find out whether he's on these selective serotonin releasing uptake inhibitors or whatever the heck they're called. It was the first question I had when this occurred. Will we find that information out?
Seen so far, and of course the announced side effects of those things are suicide and violence and stuff, you know, and so
among many others.
I wonder how many of our teachers are actually on these things as well. It's so widespread through society, but
good question.
That aside, the thing I want to bring up is that there has been some video released, which includes helicopter video as well as police scanner talk and that sort of thing about multiple shooters and additional arrests and people that they've got video of being chased out into the woods around the school and that kind of thing. And I think there's more to this story, as typically seems to be the case with so many of these things, where perhaps there's multiple shooters involved. One of the crazy things is as well is that, like the Batman shooter's father, who you may not have heard, he was meant to testify in this LIBOR scandal involving the banks and the interest rates. Guess what? It also happens to be true about the father of this alleged shooter in Connecticut. So there's all kinds of...
What about his father? What was true about his father?
He is also poised to testify in the LIBOR rate rigging scandal. He is a high-ranking guy as a tax CFO in two different corporations. One is an accounting firm, one of the big ones, and another is GE. They've got all the media connections and that sort of thing in addition.
Now, where did you get the news that his father, the alleged shooter's father, is testifying in this scandal?
Yeah, I certainly haven't heard anywhere.
Yeah. Well, it's all recent breaking stuff. And I've looked at a ton of stuff this afternoon. I wish I could sit here and quote specifics for everything. But the one thing I can point you to that I think will be extremely informative is there's a guy out there on YouTube called the Idaho Picker. And he has put together a presentation of these police scanners, helicopter videos, chasing guys in the woods, eyewitness testimonies, and that sort of thing, of additional handcuffed people laying down on the ground, confirmed by the police and that kind of thing. And I would suggest you have a look, YouTube, Idaho Picker, three shooters. And,
thanks for the call, Richard. Appreciate hearing from you tonight at 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. I haven't seen that particular allegation. Doesn't mean that allegation isn't out there. A quick Google search doesn't reveal anything obvious. It certainly seems pretty unbelievable. Right? I mean, the suggestion being that...
Two of them, yeah.
The suggestion is here that the Colorado shooter's dad was involved in this LIBOR scandal thing, which I know nothing about. I've only heard about it through some of the callers to this show.
I know a little bit, but...
That he was going to testify, and that somehow having his son go and shoot up this theater distracted him from being able to testify in this, and now we're supposed to believe that the same exact tactic has occurred with a different person who's involved in this.
That's pretty scary.
If it has, it's ridiculous. I mean, it's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. I can't even imagine that you know, somebody that was creating some conspiracy would have done something so obviously dumb. I mean, if you're so brilliant as to be able to manipulate things from behind the scenes to where you've you know, brainwashed this dad's son into, I mean, we're talking about the Colorado thing.
Yeah.
The allegations
are... You wouldn't
want
to do the same thing twice.
This young man was somehow brainwashed into committing this act just so it could prevent the father from going to testify, that they would do the same exact thing? That seems unbelievable to me. 855-450-3. I mean, the first story is unbelievable in the first place. And then to double it up seems even more ridiculous. 855-450-3. But anything's possible. You can take control here and bring up whatever you would like. Live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Ambrin, and it's the only product on the market today clinically proven to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40. With no special diets or exercise programs, you can try Ambrin absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-525-2563. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. Ambrin balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. Yes, even that stubborn tummy fat. Plus, Ambrin relieves other symptoms of hormonal imbalance, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, sleeplessness, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Free supplies are limited, so call now. 1-800-525-2563. That's 1-800-525-2563.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
HempUSA.org has a newly designed website and a new and improved detoxification product. Order our new Microplant Powder Gold loaded with vitamins, minerals, iodine, and probiotics, and we'll send you our travel-size Microplant Powder absolutely free. Microplant Powder only at HempUSA.org. Call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you only at HempUSA.org. Only this offer ends January 31st.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Toll free number here tonight for you. 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com. enjoy the features that we have waiting for you on our website. They do include the bulletin board system where you can get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners. Go to bbs.freetalklive.com to do that. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live brought to you by the Free State Project, your best chance at achieving liberty in your lifetime. It's here in New Hampshire with others who think like you. Maybe you're sick and tired of sending your kids to these government schools and you'd like to get around a homeschooling community that is full of people that are activists, that are actually going to stand up for their rights, the right to educate their kids how they want, or in some cases, unschooling parents who don't want to teach their kids anything in particular. They want their kids to decide what to learn.
Child-directed learning. I love that much better than I like the unschooling thing. I
think that is a better one.
You know, I certainly, if people want to use the term unschooling, I get it, but, you know, child-directed learning.
Child-directed learning. So there's a good movement of folks up here that are into those things, but also all kinds of other activism is happening here. You can go to freestateproject.org to learn more about why over 13,000 people have pledged to make the move to New Hampshire in order to work towards more freedom. Go to freestateproject.org as we go to the phones and to the fun. Let's talk to Greg. He's driving a truck and somewhere in Ohio. You're listening on FM, and I'm not sure where. Greg, go ahead with your thoughts.
Hi, gentlemen. I was listening to you talk tonight, and a couple things came to mind. We homeschooled all three of our children from kindergarten through the ninth grade. Then we let them go to public school. This started in Southern California. I was actually coaching at a college as a college football coach, and the other coaches were all teachers, and they all were asking me, why do you not let your kids go to public school? And I said, well, it's real simple. No drug pressure, race pressure, sex pressure, peer pressure. And they kind of laughed at that until I told them what was being taught to their children in public school, that it was okay for different things that we absolutely would not allow in our home. The bottom line is I changed from being a manager for Frito-Lay to a job where I could be available for my kids more when my son was born. You want to know if this works? My son is now a consulting engineer in nuclear stuff for Duke Power. My wow. daughter is a neonatal nurse, and my other daughter is a school teacher. So we have educated some awesome kids who think and who do great work, and everybody just, you know, absolutely is crazy about them. But the attitude of the parent has got to be, has absolutely got to be, what am I going to do to make this happen? Don't look at any excuses about how I can't make this happen. We actually videoed. We did the videotape program from Avecta, and some days my children would ride in the van with my wife when she was doing home health care as a physical therapist. Some days they get up at 6 a.m. and are done by 9, and they can stay at home or they can go to other friends' houses or whatever they needed to do with other people at home school, and they were already done with their day. Seriously, and finishing everything. And if it makes any difference to you, they turned out to be just brilliant kids.
Right. Well, you know, and this is the people are always concerned with what are homeschoolers being taught. What difference does it make? Take a look at the results. The results are generally these are some of the best educated kids in our country. And one has to ask why. I mean, you have largely uneducated parents in this this area doing this kind of thing. Why are they able to do it? Well, it's because A, the kids get the concern and the love in those areas, the encouragement of somebody, you know, who they know really, really cares about them, that follows them through every grade and all, these kind of things. And, you know, secondarily, parents learn along the way too. They learn more and more. My son, 4.5, you know, right now is just excited he could possibly be about planets. So we're learning about planets. I'm taking the opportunity to show him more and more. He knows at this point probably more than I do about them. But you know, parents have to learn along, and so you learn even more that way.
Don't miss out on your programming the finest computer that God ever made in the three minds of your children, or in the mind of your son, let's say. You don't want to let somebody else program it with something you don't want. So you have got to make this child understand who God is, understand his relationships to adults and to children. You know, the kids who go through public school, they only learn their little peer group. That's why we have the X generation, the Y generation, this generation, that generation. My children are in everybody's pie. You know,
interesting.
They're with kids, they're with adults. I mean, my son was astounding the pastor at our church. He's like, how did you learn this stuff? Oh, I learned that in the eighth grade. Well, I didn't learn that until seminary. You know, so over and over and over again, you're teaching them the basics of what they need to know so that they can become whatever they choose.
Greg, I love the call, man. Thanks for sharing your story, and I think you appreciate your call tonight. Like that, his point is that, you know, one of his points was that when they had kids, they realized that some sacrifices were going to have to be made, and changed his job around. Probably didn't make as much money, but was able to spend more time with the kids and
indeed
focus more on homeschooling and things like that.
You know, I'm not teaching my son anything about God. We've had brief, if no, conversations, very, very, you know, light conversations in that area. I want him to be able to come to whatever conclusions he's going to come to later on in life. I don't want him saddled with those things. But I do support people's right to, you know, let their kids go down whatever path they might want to go down, and to educate their children with in what they find is important.
Bill's on the line listening in Jackson, Mississippi to WPBQ. Hey, Bill.
Yes, hi. I keep going back to what happened when Texas allowed the concealed weapons carry permit to go into effect. This was back in the 90s, and immediately the crime rate went down merely because of the perception that someone could be armed. And another thing that happened in the late 90s, as you may remember, the Pearl, Mississippi, adjacent to Jackson here, was the location of the first school shooting in modern times. And the assistant school principal went to his truck and retrieved a weapon and brought it back and stopped the killer. Otherwise, he would have killed many more because the school was a gun-free school.
Yeah, and too bad he had to go all the way out to his truck.
Yes, yes, and if the concealed weapons thing was carried out to allow principals and assistant principals and even teachers who wanted to be armed, the problem would be greatly diminished the way I
agree. Yeah, absolutely agree.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I think that, you know, the idea of people that, that have trained themselves, they're interested in the idea of carrying weapons, that that makes more sense to me than anything else, that those people being free to do so. I wonder, though, in the case of what is clearly somebody who's unhinged in Connecticut, if it would make any difference as far as preventing the crime. Because I don't think...
No, probably not preventing it, but mitigating the damage.
Mitigating
the
damage? Yeah, it sounds like
maybe it. Instead of 28 people dying, only, you know, 3 or 5 would. I mean,
because, you know, it's really easy to sit out here in radio land and talk about other people's problems and those kind of things. What you really have to do is, you know, think about those victims for a minute. Some of those people want to be able to protect themselves. Other people want to live in the fantasy world that we can wave a magic wand and guns will be gone tomorrow. But some people really want to protect themselves. Are we going to disarm those people?
Bill, thanks for the call and thoughts tonight. Appreciate you bringing that up. 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You take control of these airwaves. Bring up whatever you would like. It is the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733. It's Free Talk Live.
Millions of people are going to get sick this winter from colds, flu, and other illnesses. Don't be one of them. Protect yourself with Supernatural Silver, a revolutionary new broad-spectrum antibacterial solution. Recent advances in silver technology have resulted in a silver solution that can be used daily to prevent bacteria, viruses, mold, and food poisoning, and help improve wound healing. Supernatural Silver is safe enough to consume every day, while powerful enough to destroy the causes of many serious diseases, such as strep, staph, pneumonia, colds, flus, and other harmful pathogens. This new technology has the ability to terminate entire colonies of harmful bacteria at several hundred times the effectiveness of colloidal or ionic silver solutions. The Science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern medicine. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com today and use the promo code SILVER2012 for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com and like us on Facebook.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com. Click on freeze-dried foods and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of healthcare can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. You can, as always, bring up anything you want at 855-453. That's 1-855-450-3733. You don't have to talk about schools. Although that certainly is a topic that is on a lot of people's minds tonight.
America seems to be talking about schools and violence.
So 855-450-3733. Open phones as always. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
Are you tired of general preparedness and survival advice that has no reason or context behind it? Do you think that the single scenario focus of survivalists on TV shows is kind of silly? With all the fear and hyping, do you sometimes wonder about the reality of historical and potential disaster situations? Well, there's a book. It's called Strategic Survival, and you can get it at strategicsurvival.com. That'll help you understand what might happen, how it might affect you and those you care about, and what you could do about it. With the knowledge in Strategic Survival and other material it references, and by taking some simple actions to prepare, you can turn fear and worry into confidence and peace. The book Strategic Survival at strategicsurvival.com. Right now, the Kindle version is on sale for the end of the world for $1.99. Most of the content is meant for preparation for an emergency, so the Kindle version is, you know, it's really useful for being prepared for whatever situation might interest you. It's strategicsurvival.com.
Let's go to the phones and to your thoughts. Keyshawn is listening in Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live, listening to WNIS. Hey, Keyshawn.
How are you doing, Stephen?
Great. What's on your mind?
I don't really have an explanation like most people do, you know, as far as what's happening in Connecticut. It breaks my heart as a parent of two.
Yeah.
I don't want to try to come up with an answer, but I will say this. I'm one of seven children, and I remember around the holidays, you know, we watched holiday-type shows together. We always saw the Ten Commandments, Ben-Hur, all the different type of, you know, Bambi, Snowman, things like that. I think we've gotten away from that. I'm not sure if that's the answer for what's happening these days, but the family is breaking down so much, and it seems like to be an individual is so much more important now. People being protected and being kind of cheered to be so much of a rebel, so much of an individual, we're losing the whole great thing about family. And
There are some stunning statistics that have to do with families that eat meals together. One meal together as a family and the kind of difference it can make for the children.
Wait, do you mean with the TV on?
I don't
do you mean
know.
Like around a
There's
table?
There's no specifics on the family eating the meal together.
Because when I think of family eating a meal together, it involves conversation.
Yeah.
But if it's just people shoving food in their mouth while they watch TV, I don't think that should count.
I don't know that it necessarily means any. I mean, it could speak to households that are more concerned about it. Like, it could speak to lots of different things.
Well, I interrupted you before you got to your point. So what about families eating?
Well, there's stunning statistics on how it makes a difference
like
for kids.
A good thing.
Lots and lots of good things as a result. You can go take a look at them. I don't have them here in front of me. But, kids are, 10 times less likely to be involved in crime and numbers like that.
Keyshawn?
Yeah. I'm sorry. I actually thought I was let go.
No, you're right here.
I'm sorry, but I really don't have much more of a point. It just, I'm where everyone else is right now, speechless, and I've seen over the internet, people have gotten carried away with making their comments, and then they forget the fact that so many children and adults have died, and
it's crazy.
I'm just lost. I'm just lost, and.
I appreciate your frustration.
Right. I just wanted to get that off. I just wanted
you
to say
did,
that.
You did. I appreciate your call tonight. Thanks for making it. Thanks for sharing your thoughts at 855-450-FREE. That's what we're here for. We'll take your calls about absolutely anything. You got something to rant about. You want to get something off your chest. By all means, we're here for you. 855-450-FREE. And, to his point about, the rebel, I guess, attitude. I don't know. People have been rebelling for a long time. I mean, there were plenty of rebels in the 60s, for instance.
I don't think there's anything wrong with, people being themselves, but I think that there is one thing that what I thought of when he said this, and I don't think that it's entirely related, is, it's interesting in the United States and maybe a few Western countries around the world, but I don't think it's very common. I think it's most common in the United States is the idea that a single person should live on their own at 18. That they should be living on their own, that they should go from the home at 18 to college till 21 or 22 to living on their own at some apartment or perhaps living with a roommate or something like that until 30. They should get married, have kids, and this is the life that Hollywood is kind of laid out for us. And I don't mean that they mean that they intend to do that necessarily, just they're kind of, they're mimicking what maybe, people imagine for themselves and that kind of thing. This doesn't happen anywhere in the world. People live with their families until they're married, and sometimes after they're married, too.
I don't know if it's fair to blame it on Hollywood.
I'm not blaming it on Hollywood.
It's the life that Hollywood laid out for us.
Well,
it makes it sound like Hollywood created this.
I don't think Hollywood creates it as much. I think that art
imitates
life.
Does art reflect life, or does life reflect art?
I think it's both of those things, and I think it always has been. And I think it's easy to say Hollyweird and stuff like that, but I do think that people's images are created by what they see on TV and in movies, but I think those images themselves are created by what, some people someplace, the glitterati imagine for themselves, and who doesn't want to be that? Oftentimes when you find out, you read stories and histories of things going on in the past, you read them about the top 1% in society. Generally, people want to emulate those folks. And I think that, you know, that lifestyle or whatever has trickled down to some extent.
Let's continue with Jim listening in Atlanta online to WNIS. Hey, Jim.
Hey, guys. Great show tonight. And I do want to comment on what you guys just said. I'll get back to that after I make my point. Probably the most brilliant men that this country has ever produced, and if you disagree with me, let me know, were our founding fathers. Would you say that's a fair assessment?
I think the Enlightenment period produced a lot of people who were, really, really
but
fascinating.
In our country, the founding fathers. Let me give a newsflash to these people that are against homeschooling for the social aspect. Here's a newsflash. Most of our founding fathers were oldest sons of a family, and back then they didn't go to elementary schools. They had what? Wait for it. Tutors. They were homeschooled one-on-one. This whole social baloney, this is baloney. Now, I'm being a little bit of a hypocrite because my children went to parochial school, but I'm an Irishman. My wife is a Filipina. Both of us are products Catholic. Of parochial school. You don't ever hear about people shooting up parochial schools, especially Irish ones, because Irish nuns, as well as Irish priests, are both pretty tough.
Well, they're not bulletproof, but...
I'll let that one hang in the air.
There may be something to it.
Yeah.
You know, I think
let me get back to the comments you were making about family.
Hold on, Jim. Where do you do radio?
Pardon
Doesn't he have that radio sound to him?
He does.
Come on, fellas. If I could ever find a job doing something besides driving a truck, maybe I have a future in radio.
Well, you know, as far as I'm concerned, truck drivers are America's heroes. You guys get everything that we have produced, to us.
And I appreciate that.
For your service.
Yeah, absolutely. I have no problem thanking truck drivers for their service.
Now, let me get to the point you're making about
family.
I have three daughters. I have a 21-year-old, an 18-year-old, and a 16-year-old. And if they want to live in our house until they're 50, that's fine. I would really enjoy my daughters being around me and taking care of me in my older age. But, fellas, this is the thing, the 18 thing. That is a Protestant cultural thing in our country. I had five brothers and one sister. Now, we could have stayed around the house all we wanted. My sister could stay with her husband. In an Irish family, the daughter... she can stay, no matter what. The guys, they want them to get married. But anyway, the point being, the Catholic attitude towards things, at least historically, has been one of, like you stated, the family first and then the individual. And I think it makes
I certainly stand by if you would like. We can continue this in a moment. I certainly didn't expect this conversation to be taken to a Protestant versus Catholic conflict. 855-453. We'll explore further in moments. Free Talk Live.
If you own a home, you need to hear what customers say about ADT monitored home security from Protect Your Home. Betty S. from Atlanta told us,
I love ADT. The alarm system makes me feel safe, even though I live in an area where crime is increasing. The most important thing is peace of mind, sound sleep at night, and comfort when I'm away.
Now you can have peace of mind, too, with your own ADT monitored security system. Call today and get a free security system worth $850. That includes free hardware and fire alert button with $99 installation fee and purchase of monitoring services. But you must call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, soon at 888-533-4052. That's 888-533-4052. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement at $33.99 per month, $1,223.64. Payment by credit card or electronic bank account charge for new homeowner customers with satisfactory credit history only. Local permit fees may be required. Certain restrictions may apply. Cannot be combined with any other offer. License number CAACO6320 at FLEC1304427. Call for additional numbers.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators, freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer or a 22-cubic-foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione, but due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Toll-free number tonight. 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us online over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we will share with you. We give them all away. Once again, freetalklive.com. You can, by the way, grab up as many archives of the shows you would like. They go back for years at freetalklive.com. Unlike a lot of those other talk show hosts that want to charge you for their websites, we do it for free. And if you'd like, you can help support the show by shopping with us. Go to shop.freetalklive.com. You'll find links to Amazon there. And then you can order whatever it is your heart desires through Amazon, because they probably sell it. They sell almost everything, it seems. Even a grocery section at Amazon. So go and get your shopping taken care of at shop.freetalklive.com. Again, that's shop.freetalklive.com, and when you enter Amazon through the links you'll find there, and there's an Amazon for Canada, another one for the UK, and another for the US. You enter the right Amazon for you, get your shopping taken care of, and feel good because you're getting a great deal as you always do at Amazon, and you're helping Free Talk Live at the same time. Because we basically, what happens when you go to that link, shop.freetalklive.com, and start your shopping there, is Free Talk Live gets a cut of Amazon's profits. So get your shopping taken care of. Still early enough to get the gifts delivered before Christmas. So get it on shop.freetalklive.com as we go back to Jim, listening in Atlanta, online to WNIS out of Virginia. Hey, Jim.
Hey,
you're back
fellas,
on Free Talk
Live. I appreciate you holding me over. Let me illustrate what I was saying so I don't sound like a goofball. My father had many colorful sayings. He's a redheaded Irishman, so you can imagine. But one of the ones he always used to talk about, and this was wisdom. Isn't it amazing? The older we get, the wiser our parents become. My father always, this used to incense him. We do live in a Protestant country, basically, and there's this idea in our country that you touched on. It made my ears perk up when you said it, that when you're 18, you're expected to get out of the house, you're an adult, and blah, blah, blah. My father used to say, nowhere in the Ten Commandments does it say, honor your father and mother until you're 18. You honor your parents until they go into the ground. Now, that idea also is our communal attitude about being able to stay in your parents' house as long as you want, because you're family. And family always comes first. You know, when I got my first jobs when I was a teenager, I get my little check. And I mean, I didn't think there was anything wrong with this. This just came naturally along with all my brothers and my sister. We would take our paycheck home and give it to my father.
Wow.
And then he would give us money.
What makes you think that the Protestants, I'm just curious, why do you feel like there is a difference? I mean, you clearly were raised in a very Catholic household, and you seem to have some very strong feelings about this. I didn't expect this conversation to go here, but I'm curious now, why do you believe that Protestants are the reason why people want to get out of the house at age 18? Well, what is it about that?
Protestants, even from the way they theologically view Sancta Scriptura, Holy Scripture, are much more concerned with the individual. You go into a Protestant church, you'll see all of the Protestants with their own Bible, and another thing that used to set my father off, with little pens writing on Holy Scripture. Oh my God, it would blow his head off when he'd see that. But that's the idea of being more of an individual if you're a member of a Protestant denomination versus the communal family first in most Catholics. Now, of course, it's been homogenized since your European Catholics have integrated into American culture. But in my wife is Filipina, and she's first generation, and Filipinos are Hispanics. They're Hispanic Catholics. Our family, I think, the traditions we have in our family lean more towards her first generation American views towards family, which is very Catholic also, but harken back to my youth. It's communal. Catholicism teaches the universality of our faith. All of
Why
our Catholic
is it that,
brothers around the world. Yeah.
That
translates into the family.
What you're saying is sort of rings similar to, or at least somewhat, to what Keyshawn said earlier, and that is that there seems to be this idea that one can't have an individualist mindset and still be oriented towards a family. I mean, why can't you have both?
Well, it's a priority situation. When I was growing up, my father headed the family, and the family came first. You never you never went against the family. You never caused turmoil or upset your parents or upset. You didn't do that in father's house.
That would
if
be
you had
communal.
A problem with the brother, you took it outside, but you didn't let anybody else know it. The family always came first. That's what
let me ask
think.
You this though. What if you thought Dad was doing something wrong?
No. Dad couldn't never do anything wrong, even
isn't
when he
there
was
something,
doing something
Isn't there something
wrong,
problematic about that?
Christ in the house. We never questioned our parents.
Well, don't you think that's a problem? I mean, I really
no,
do.
I don't think it's a problem. I think it's proper.
Okay.
God commanded us to honor our parents. There's nowhere in the Decalogue where it says parents should honor their children.
Well, I have a bit of a problem with Scripture in that, wouldn't it be convenient that people who are old enough, say parents, would write down a commandment that would make it so their kids had to honor them?
I get you there, but you know what? The commandments were written by God in stone and given to Moses. So if you want,
yeah, but then they were translated and translated.
Really,
and
if
translated.
God wanted me to follow them, he should have written them five stories high and dropped them from the sky so I didn't have any problem
in English,
with
English, huh?
Yeah, sure.
It's not like he didn't know the language.
Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Great hearing from you, Jim. Good call. 855-450-FREE. I don't agree necessarily with his perspective. I think that...
But I do like what Jesus said is, love your neighbor as yourself. Love the Lord God with all your heart, soul, and mind. Love your neighbor as yourself. I love that
one. There's some good teachings in there, no doubt. But to give someone respect that isn't due simply because of the virtue of, who they are to you, like, oh, well, it's my dad, so I should believe everything he says and do everything he says.
It's not a great system for accountability.
No, and it's also something that, it's just not realistic in the real world. I mean, you have to earn respect in this world, and to just dish out respect to somebody because of their position, I think is, there's a problem with that. And it leads to people, it leads to their heads, their ego blowing up and, everything I say is right because I'm the head of this household. Well, what if Dad's wrong? Shouldn't Dad be called out on that? Should you just quietly accept somebody who's wrong? How about if Dad's beating you? Should you be all right with that? Oh, he's my dad, so, I love him. I'm going to honor him as he slaps the S out of me.
Well, I don't care what he's wrong about. I mean, if somebody, I don't think our relationships come before our morals. And, and Ian, if you do something wrong, you may be, one of my closest friends on the planet, even though, sometimes I don't really like you much. I'm going to call you out on it, and I'm going to say, I think that's wrong.
Right.
Like, the idea that
I would hope that you would.
And I don't think that that has to do with respect of a parent, either. I think I can respect you as my friend and say, you're wrong.
Yeah.
I certainly can respect my wife as, you know, for who she is.
I guess,
and
add
say
obey.
She's wrong.
Add as respect, comma, and obey this person.
You
I
know,
mean, that just because the, by virtue that he spawned you, that you should just do everything that he tells you to do. I think that's really dangerous.
Well, let's be 100% clear is, you know, Jewish kids were adults at the age of 13. And I would tend to think that, in fact, kids are, you know, maybe... maybe adult in some ways even prior to that, and probably aren't adult until like 25 or maybe even 30 in other ways. But
depends on the society.
It depends. Well, I think it depends on the society. Their brains aren't finished growing until 25. So one can, you know, point to science in this particular area. But you know, I think that you're not going to prepare anybody for adulthood by telling them that, you know, you've got to listen to everything I say is law. Mm. All that prepares them for is dictatorship in the future. You know, that they will rise to the power of dictator in the future. And what you're going to get in a society is a bunch of dictators if that's what you allow.
Let's continue with you and your thoughts. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Let's go to Kevin, listening in Madison, Wisconsin, to the Mike 92.1. Hey, Kevin.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, you know, I was actually going to talk about the tragedy in Connecticut, but something that you guys were talking about is respect. And the big thing about the tragedy in Connecticut is this child did not know respect. He did not respect his mother because she's no longer here. He did not respect
by child, you mean the killer, the alleged killer, who was an adult?
You know, physically? Who was an adult. I'm sorry. Who was an adult. The children who are gone now, he did not respect.
No doubt.
And he did not respect himself because he let himself go. With that being said, if I were to respect my father, I would be in the same shoes as this alleged killer. My father was not a good father, and I do not believe in honor thy father, you know, if they are not treating you to be a good member of society, if they're training you to be an abusive, alcoholic, crazy person. That's the time that you say, I need to step away from this and become an adult myself.
Absolutely.
And
get the heck out of there.
Respect yourself and others.
I totally agree with that assessment. Anything else you want to share tonight?
No, that's it.
Kevin, thanks for the call. I appreciate hearing from you.
The previous caller that said the honoring the parents, it is really easy to uphold the family when you've had a good one. And I
sure
did.
But, I did too.
But my dad was kind of a jerk. But, you know, I mean, I had a pretty good family all in all. And, you know, I mean, I think it's very easy in that circumstance to uphold the family.
Sure.
But lots of people have really crappy ones.
Yeah, absolutely. 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. Plenty of time for you and your thoughts coming up in hour 3 of the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. You take control.
MindThings.com is a fun online game that pits you against people around the world to mine for scarce resources. Do business in a capitalist economy with virtually mined gold, tax-free. It doesn't require a big-time commitment. Your little mining robot guy works whether you're logged in or not. It costs nothing to play, but you can buy bonuses. They even accept bitcoins. Go to MindThings.com, use coupon code FTL, and double your mining speed. It's free. MindThings.com.
In these hard economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. One of our biggest expenses can be our cars, especially when unexpected repair bills hit. Not anymore. Repairs for your engine, transmission, and much more can become a thing of the past if your vehicle has less than 130,000 miles. Get your car protected, saving you hundreds, even thousands of dollars. See if your vehicle qualifies. Just call 1-800-832-0768. Again, 800-832-0768. That's 1-800-832-0768.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I'm going to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just 3 of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.